Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Grimmy here on BBC Radio 1. It's just gone 4 o'clock. Hiya. So I'm going to be looking after you for the next 2 weeks while Scott is off gallivanting around Europe. I will stay here then and look after the show every day between 4 and 7. Thank you to Gregory for the last couple of hours. He'll be back tomorrow. Amy and Greg might have lads night tonight. To be discussed. Wee lads. Kicking off the show tonight. Well, today, even, because it's daytime, was Noah and the Whale, and then a bit of DJ Fresh and Louder. So I'm really excited to be on in the daytime. It means I get to go to bed early. Normally, I do a show 10 till midnight every single night, and then I can never go to bed before 3. But the main reason I'm excited about doing this show is early nights. Cool like that.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Right, we are going to do something that I need your help with. We did this whilst I was up in Edinburgh with Scott. We want to talk about hashtags. Now, today's hashtag that I want you to get involved with. Loads of people have been having fun with this one already. It's a good one. We've been joining it in the office. So we want you to get involved. I want you to the hashtag that I want you to use today is replacing song titles with Nan. So incorporate the word Nan into song titles. So just take out one word, replace it with Nan. So it doesn't sound ethical, but Nan on Fire instead of Sex on Fire is what we're planning today. Have a listen to some of these.
I guarantee you'll miss me, 'cause you changed the way you kiss.
Nan. So, example. Nan. I think my favourite still is Nan on Fire. I love that story. So that is today's hashtag. Your suggestions, please, on Twitter. Hashtag replacing song titles with Nan.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
So we are doing hashtags that we need your help with. Our hashtag today is replacing song titles with Nan. So instead of Sex on Fire, we're talking Nan on Fire. Sam in London, I want a sex Nan up. Gross. Stuart in Cumbria, how about Nan Bombastic? Does that one work? Not really. I kissed my Nan and I liked it, says Will in Suffolk. Don't know about your personal life. I want to take you to the Nan Bar, says Adam. Keep those coming in, please.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
So it's Grimmy here in for Scott Mills this afternoon. Gregory's just been in. It is confirmed now. Myself and Greg are going to actually have lads night tonight. Hey, lads. Although we both fancy an early night. So not that laddie. So Nicole Scherzinger, it's funny that we've played her because tomorrow I'm going to be spending the morning with Nicole Scherzinger super early tomorrow morning. I think my agent's having a breakdown because she's booked me to open a shopping centre tomorrow. So that's actually happening. It's quite a stellar lineup that's going to be happening. I've never done anything like this before. I don't know what's going to happen, if there's going to be a ribbon and some oversized scissors. I don't know what's going to happen. But quite a mixed bag of people opening the shopping centre tomorrow. They've booked me, Nicole Scherzinger, Pixie Geldof and Boris Johnson. All the gang back together again. Who okayed that? That sounds like the most mental guest list of all time. So yeah, tomorrow morning, up and early, out with Nicole Scherzinger. And it's kind of like, I think we've got to be there at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, which is insanely early for me to be at somewhere. And I imagine Nicole Scherzinger will be going into makeup for that pickup roundabout now. She's going to look pretty amazing, isn't she? She's going to look all flawless, that nice hair, straight off of My Little Pony, that buffered face. And I just sort of don't look human till about 3 in the afternoon. Like a baby mole that's just been born. Really small eyes and a pink face. Hi, Nicole. Although Boris Johnson's there, he'll level it out. That's kind of his standard look.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
We are doing hashtags replacing song titles with Nan. Matt in Portsmouth, how deep is your Nan? Which is all kinds of issues in that one. Richard has been on to say, what about smells like Nan spirit? That works. I quite like the smell of Nanas, like cakes and greasy air. Sean's been on, California Nan, Make You Feel My Nan. Joe, When Nan Takes Over, from David Guetta. When she's had a few Christmas Baileys, Nan Takes Over. Rizzo Kicks, Let's Get Down with Nan. Whip My Nan. No, we're not going to whip Nan, Nicola. Shut enough for that. This one works, I feel.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but
none ain't one. None ain't one. She's fine. She's content. She's in the armchair. But I said fire. None. Watch it burn. Oh, it does.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
So we are in the midst of auditioning people for our TV trailer. The Teen Awards is going to be happening on October the 9th. It's going to be happening at Wembley. A big old deal this year. I'm going to be hosting it with Molly off of the Saturdays. And we have got an advert that we're going to be having on the actual television next Friday. So it's a big deal. We need to think of something to do with this advert. We were just going to have me on in a nice armchair saying, the Teen Awards is going to be banging. Kids are going to be a popping and a popping. But we thought it'd be embarrassing. So what we've decided to do is make a minute-long music video. If you are in any way musically talented, or not, even if you're just, like, good at showing off or something, get in touch, 81199, or you can email me, nick.grimshaw@bbc.co.uk. Do get in touch. I like that a lot of the text messages I've been sending in have been saying things like, hi, I'm tone deaf and have no musical talent, but I'd like to be in it. Cool. It's happened for other pop stars. I'm Lily. I have a webcam, I can dance and clap along, and I'm good at looking cool too. So that's a possibility. I'm Tori from Sevenoaks, I'm 15. I can be in the advert, I can clap, dance or play the triangle, whatever you want. So that a triangle's quite a nice thing to have involved, and we have to be quite precise with that one. I'm Ben, I'm 17 from Bath, and I'm absolutely ace at playing the guitar and kazoo at the same time. I like a kazoo. I think we should maybe have Ben in it with a kazoo and his guitar. I'm Mary, I'm 14. I just look cool. Do you have her in? I mean, she seems cool. I mean, I know that she's cool because that's the way she sent that in. I just look cool. And then, please. Cool people won't say please. But Mary, maybe we call Mary back. I want to know how cool Mary actually is. I want to be in the advert, says Bethany. I play the piano, about to do grade 2 exam, and I'm 15. What does that mean, grade 2? Is that good? Don't know. Better than my grade, anyway, isn't it? Ellie, 16. I can play the ukulele. Could we get a ukulele in? Bit of a Mumford vibe? Could be nice. Marco. Fred has been on. 15 years old, and I beatbox. I've been beatboxing for 4 years. All my friends always compliment me on my beatboxing. Maybe we have Fred on. Bit 80s, though, beatboxing, isn't it? Jinx, bit 80s. I don't know. Maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll put Fred on the shortlist. Lauren, I'm 14. I just want to look cool because I'm talentless. I love the youth of today. Really are brilliant, aren't they? No talent, but still up for being famous. Keep those coming in 81199 if you want to be in our actual advert on the actual telly.
Podcast.
We do have someone who has an actual talent on the line. Emma.
Hiya.
Hiya.
How are you?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I am.
He said that like it's a surprise, like you didn't know I was going to speak to you then. Oh, hello.
Oh, well, I just wasn't sure when to expect you.
Oh, sorry. Are you all right?
Yeah, I am.
So you want to be part of our Teen Awards advert?
Oh, I'd love to be, thank you.
What is your skill, though, Emma? Why should we have you on the actual BBC?
Well, I can play the tin whistle.
The tin whistle?
Yeah.
That's quite Dickensian.
Well.
Go on, give us a go, then. Have you got it with you?
Yep, I do.
Go on.
Okay.
Sorry, before we go, what's a tin whistle? Like a whistle you get at a rave?
No.
Or at carnival? Hey, ravers! No?
It's a traditional Irish whistle.
Oh, okay, so not what you'd have at carnival.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a wee bit like a recorder, but I like it more.
Okay, well, let's hear it, and then we'll see if it's good enough. This is your audition, okay?
Okay.
This is your X Factor moment.
Okay.
I'll be Kelly. Go. On the tin whistle. Bringing it back for 2011. Sounded pretty good, Emma, I'm not going to lie.
Thank you.
So what do you think you'd like to do? Just like you solo? Or a minute of that?
Yeah,
And then at the end, the Teen Awards. It's cool. Cool teens. Skateboarding in. Maybe we could dress you up all youth-like in high tops and a skateboard, backwards cap, some Oakley sunglasses, and you just tin whistle across the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll put it to the management.
Okay.
Thanks, Emma.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Fred.
Hello.
Hi, Fred.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thanks.
So you're the 15-year-old beatboxer who has been beatboxing for 4 years and your friends always compliment you on your beatboxing?
Yeah.
That's right. Now, this doesn't really work on the radio because you could just press play on a CD and I'll be like, that was amazing! but we will be able to see this on the telly next week. Do you want to beatbox something for us now, audition for us?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay, yeah.
Try and put Teen Awards in. Wicca Wicca Teen Awards! That was me, by the way.
I'll put it in somewhere.
Okay.
I'll do that at the end. Yeah.
Okay, go, Fred.
All right.
Teen. Cool things. This might sound nice with Emma's tin whistle over the top. Those noises there sound a bit like what my dad says before he starts a sentence. Oh, that was good. Thank you, Fred. Thanks, Fred. Is Emma still there? Emma? No, Emma's gone. Emma's gone to a Celtic band practice. Fred, thank you for beatboxing. Maybe we'd like some beatboxing. Do we like that? Do we like that mixed with the tin whistle? I don't know. We'll think about it. Thank you, Fred.
All right, Jay, thanks.
Bye. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You know, celebrities love Twitter. They love banging on about themselves, showing off about things, or slagging off politicians, as Lily Allen has been doing today. Theresa May represent. They absolutely love it, just can't get enough of themselves. We're going to do a very, very simple game now. We're going to play it with a lady called Katie. It's called Who's That Tweeting? Smooth Talking Danny's going to be involved as well. Aren't you?
I certainly am.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I've never heard that voice. I get it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. Katie, hi. Hello? Oh, I've got the wrong phone line up. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Sorry, I had the wrong lineup. There was nobody there. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks.
Yeah? What's been going on today?
I failed my driving test.
Oh, no. You kidding?
Yeah.
No, oh, no. Was it the first attempt?
Yeah.
Oh, that. Well, you know, normally people don't pass on the first attempt.
Yeah.
Apart from me.
No, I have to wait ages for a booking, but it'll be fine.
Oh, no. What went wrong?
I failed a turn in the road. I went on the curb.
Uh-oh. That's quite a bad one. I ran over 7 pedestrians and then crashed into Iceland. How did you have to reverse park?
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, that's the worst. My driving test went pretty well, and then I had to reverse park, and I was like, ah, oh, God. But I don't know how I got away with it, but I did. Sorry to rub this in your face. it was bad, and I passed. But you know what, Katie? You'll get it next time.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone fails first time. Apart from me, but, you know. Where are you right now?
I'm on a country lane.
What, just stranded, walking?
I'm in the car, but yeah, stranded.
You're not driving home, are you?
No.
Okay, good. Oh, God. Who's driving you home?
My mum.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hi.
Is Mum annoyed?
No, don't think so.
No, okay. Because sometimes they're like, did she pay for your lessons?
Yeah.
Oh, God, don't mention it. Don't mention it. You'll get it next time. Well, hopefully you will succeed at this game today. We're going to play a game of Who's That Tweeting. Do you follow many celebrities on Twitter?
Yeah, but I haven't really been checking it today, which isn't too good.
Are they from today? Are they going to be from today? Okay. Well, you've had other things on your mind.
Yeah.
You know. Who do you follow on Twitter? Who do you like?
Mostly fashion designers, to be honest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who do you follow? What fashion designers?
Henry Holland, Mark Jacobs.
Yeah. Is there anyone funny out of those guys? Or is it all just like cardigans and asymmetrical cuts?
There's a really funny fashion blogger called Poppy D. She's pretty funny, to be honest.
Oh, I hope Poppy D's not on there. Or Mott Jacobs, because I don't follow either of them. You could win this. Okay, you ready to play?
Yep.
This is how the games works. Smooth Talking Dan is going to read out the actual genuine tweets written by actual genuine celebrities. You just have to guess which celebrity wrote it. I'm going to play against you, okay?
Okay.
Play along at home if you want. You can text me in your answers. You can have 20 Scott Mills points for everyone that you get right. Have you got any Scott Mills points, Katie?
I think my mum's got some. I don't think I've got any.
How many's your mum got?
How many have you got? She's got hundreds, apparently.
Oh, okay, so she's doing all right. She's on the way to the spice rack. Mums love a spice rack, don't they? I don't have any Scott Mills points. So we're going 20 each, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, if you are ready, Katie, if you're ready at home, Smooth Talking Dan's ready. We're going to play Who's That Tweeting? Here's the first tweet, but who wrote it?
Does anyone else feel sorry for horses? They just walk aimlessly around a field, even in the pitch black. Do you think they get scared?
Okay, that's the first tweet there. Katie, you can go first because you are a lady. Who do we think that is, ranting on about horses? Do you think they get scared? Now, that sounds like the work of a genius.
I don't think so.
No?
No, I think it's someone who's free.
Pretty thick.
Yeah.
So who's your guess then?
I'm going to have to say Paris Hilton.
Oh yeah, she's nice and thick.
Yeah.
Is it Paris Hilton?
I'm afraid that's wrong.
Oh. It's not Paris Hilton. She can't spell horse. QL3. Horse. I think it could be someone I think it could be someone, maybe an Essex person. Not Joey Essex. What about that Lauren woman off The Only Way Is Essex? Lauren Pope.
It's wrong. It was Frankie from The Saturdays, of course.
Oh, I told you it was a genius, Katie. We should have gone with genius.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's got any text in there getting that one right.
It's quite hard.
It was quite hard, yeah, Frankie from The Saturdays. Do you follow her, Katie?
No, but I think I shall do now.
I think we will do now.
Yeah.
Straight after that. I mean, that was very insightful. Okay, let's have another tweet then from Smooth Talking Dan.
Next week...
Hang on. Do you have the music? Because I've never done this before.
Right.
Do you like the music or do you want me to do this? Oh, hang on. Or do you want me to do this at the end? And then you read it like that?
I don't mind.
Do you like that?
Yeah?
I think that's nice.
Okay.
Okay, let's have another tweet from Smooth Talking Dan. See, that's nice.
Next week, I'm shooting my new music video in Iceland. The country, not the supermarket with massive freezers.
Katie, who's going to Iceland to do their new music video? I'll give you a clue. I think it might be a musician.
Is it Example?
Is correct.
Ah! You smashed that one, Katie.
That one this morning.
Do you know what, Katie? I saw that one as well. I knew that one. So Katie's got 20 Scott Mills points so far. I am still on nil. I like Example on Twitter.
Yeah, he's really funny.
He's one of my favourites. Really do like him on it. Just essentially showing off 24/7. Okay, should we have another one? Should we have another tweet from Smooth Talking Dan? Let's do it.
Sometimes when I'm driving past a skate park, I start thinking, I wish I could do that.
Don't know that one, Katie, do you?
No idea.
We'll have to have a guess at that one. So someone who can't skate, but wishes they could. Any guesses?
Stephen Merchant.
Who? Stephen Merchant. I'd quite like to see him on a skateboard.
It's the wrong answer.
That's the wrong answer. Uh-oh.
Oh.
It's not that one. Someone who'd like to skate, but they can't. I'm going to go Mel C off of the Spice Girls.
You're close.
No!
It's Wretch 3-2.
Oh! They're very similar. Should we have one more of these, shall we? I like this game. I want to play this till 7. Okay, we're going to have one more tweet from Smooth Talking Dan. Sorry I'm ruining this feature. Sorry. I'll figure it out.
Freak out! We thought we lost our phone. Ah, no, Twitter. Don't worry. It was in our underwear bag.
That makes no sense.
I actually read it wrong, but...
Go on, do it again, then.
It didn't make much sense either. Freak out! We thought we lost our phone. Ah, no, Twitter. Don't worry. It was in our underwear, in our bag.
Still doesn't make any sense. Why do they have a communal phone and communal underwear?
Think about it. That's a clue.
Okay, Katie, who would share a phone and underwear? Who's that close?
Could it be Jedward?
Could it be Jedward?
It's the correct answer.
Ah, Jedward. So you got 20, you got 40 Scott Mills points there, Katie. And beat me, I didn't get any. Next time, do we do this every day? Yeah, I might go first next time. Katie, thank you for playing.
Thanks.
You've got 40 Scott Mills points. You're on the way to that spice rack. You're closing up on your mum's 100.
Yay.
Sorry that you lost at driving, but good luck for next time.
Thanks.
Okay, bye, Katie.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I like that game a lot. Sorry that I messed it up and pressed all the wrong buttons. I'll get that for tomorrow. Radio 1 Podcasts. Because I'm on in day, obviously I'm going to have night times off, which is going to be really exciting. Usually, you come into Radio 1 of an eve, there's nobody here, it's just you and producer Cara and producer Jim. Sometimes we have a guest on, sometimes it's just me, but there's no one else here. So it's quite weird being here in the day and seeing actual people at work wandering around and stuff. And you can see, for example, Smooth Talking Dan doing some wonderful dancing to Coldplay. Oh, yeah, I spotted you. Anyone notice that, the arms? They were going crazy to that. So last night... Oh, I should tell you, actually, that Annie's doing my show tonight. Annie is doing my show tonight from 10 o'clock till midnight for the next 2 weeks. I am going to be here between 4 and 7, right through till whatever date next Friday is. So last night I did the show with Annie, which I very much enjoyed last night. It was one of those ones where we've not seen each other for a while, so the links were about 9 minutes long, with Annie just telling us what she had for her lunch, and I tell her, like, I bought some new boots, and then our tortured producer, James, is just like, play a record. Literally just shouting it, not even mouthing it, shouting it across the studio. So if you want to be relentlessly bored, do tune in to last night's show. But I got into Radio 1 last night. It was very unprofessional of me, about 5 to 10. We're on air at 10, literally running into Radio 1. And Billy, off reception, do you ever talk about security, Billy, on this show? Love that guy. Love that guy. Icon of Radio 1. Not answering the door, and I don't have a pass, and I normally annoy every security guard in life here because I've no idea where my pass is, so I have to ring the doorbell, and they get annoyed that I should have a pass. Last night, I got it 5 to 10, ringing the doorbell, pressing it loads. Where's Billy? Not answering the door. He's like, oh, sorry, I was upstairs. What were you doing? Stood outside, freezing in the rain, late. So I literally got into the studio. It's like 2 minutes to 10. So apologies to Annie, because I think she thought, oh, God, he's done it again. He's not turned up. He's done an eye answer. So I came in. It was a fun show. But the reason was I was so late was because I was up in Manchester. I was up for my dad's birthday, and I really wanted to go to Bestival this weekend, one of my favourite festivals. Planned to go for weeks. My dad, he's kind of pretty standard dad in the sense of birthdays. They don't want to do anything. So I rang up my dad quite excited on Saturday when it was actually your birthday and said, oh, happy birthday, Dad. Yep. Yep. That was his acceptance to happy birthday. Yep. So we went up on Saturday and it was quite nice to go up actually because obviously I'm from Manchester. My family live up there. I live in London. So you never get to have that good quality family time together. And when I went up, I realised why. We don't have it because it's kind of like the Osbournes circa 2001. Real shouty, real rowy. Bagsy, not Kelly, though. Don't know if you are. But yeah, we went up and there's a lot of loud family arguments. My mum was having taxi panic. Any old people, when booking a taxi, is like the biggest ordeal in life. My mum called me on Friday to let me know that she was thinking of booking a taxi for Saturday night for us to go out for dinner in. I was like, yeah. Old people have panic attacks about it. So anyway, we got out. My mum didn't book a taxi. She booked a minibus, which I thought was the classy way to arrive at a restaurant. All of us, whee! Pete's big birthday! And we went out to this quite nice restaurant that my dad likes. It was a bit posh, actually. It was quite posh. And you can tell when restaurants are posh because they have stupid food that you don't know what it means. Really stupid food. And then the prices were really precise, like £12.82. Why that much? £7.85. Like real precise things. Round it up, wouldn't you? But kind of like Heston-like food. Like you didn't fully know what all the food was. So they had, like, rare, slow-cooked tomatoes. Like, a rare tomato. Where's that from? Or, like, a red berry béarnaise, which I was like, what's that? My mum was like, I don't know, but it's nice. I don't know what it is, but it's nice. I'm having the red berry béarnaises. They look nice. No idea what it was, but she's ordering. I think the highlight of the dinner was my mother, when it came round to order, she said, I will have the Diva Court scallops. I said, the what? The Diva Court scallops. Pretty sure that says diva. I don't think they're sending divas down for scallops in their spare time. Beyonce, semi-pregnant, post-Glasto. Do you want to do the live lunch? I can't. I'm diving for scallops with Adele.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what a beautiful moment. Listening to Dappy's No Regrets and seeing David Walliams being interviewed by Lenny Henry. Because David Walliams has done it. He's completed his Thames charity swim. We're watching it on the BBC News Live and there's lots of confetti. The back of David Walliams' head. I don't know why he didn't turn around. And now apparently loads of naked young boys. Maybe that was his request. I'll do it if... Why are they there? This is so weird. If you buy a television, put BBC News on now. So weird. Lots of naked men around David Walliams. So he started his 140-mile-long swim in aid of sport relief last Monday, and he's just finished it right now, which is a pretty amazing challenge that he's been doing for the last couple of days. He has got Thames tummy, which I imagine is a bit like Deli Belly, but only one person's ever going to get it, and that person's David Walliams. He's got really sick. He's raised over £1 million, though, for charity. And hopefully, before 7 o'clock, we're going to speak to him if he doesn't pass out. Or maybe go on with that gaggle of boys. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, we'll speak to him before 7. So I was just reading in the paper, actually, about poor David Walliams. Let me get it. Hang on. It says in the paper today that the real dangerous thing about swimming the Thames is if it rains. And it says, to make matters worse, heavy rains meant Thames water had to pump many thousands of gallons of raw sewage into the river. Oh, that's nice, isn't it, for him? Tries to do a charitable deed and then Thames water are like, fill it full of poo. is that Barbara Windsor as well? This is the weirdest welcome party. Lenny Henry, Barbara Windsor and some semi-naked boys.
Podcast.
Now, I want to speak to an actual bona fide legend of the waters. David Walliams, hello.
Hello, Nick.
How the hell are you?
Well, I've just completed my 140-mile swim along the Thames. I just got out of the water at Westminster.
I know, I saw you just there. That is an incredible thing that you've done. A massive congratulations. You've been in there since last Monday?
Yeah, since last Monday morning.
That is so crazy to me. Absolutely crazy. We saw you getting out just then. We were just watching it on BBC News. How was it getting out of the Thames? Because it looked like everyone was fully behind you and cheering.
Oh, well, it was great getting out, yeah. Because I thought, oh, thank the Lord, that's over.
Thank God.
I didn't have to do any more swimming for a while. So I was relieved, and it was had a lovely, lovely turnout. And Barbara Windsor was there, and Miranda Hart, and Lenny Henry, and it was fantastic. And I got the figure that we've raised over £1 million.
I know, that's amazing, that. It must feel good.
£1,093,325. But the great thing is people can still give money, even though it's over.
Still do it.
They can also go, well, he did well, didn't he? We should give him some more money.
Yeah, I feel like now you've completed, people can fully trust in it. Because before they might be like, oh, he might get out in a minute. But now that you've done it, they can donate knowing that you've done it.
Yeah, I know. If they were thinking, well, you know, I'm waiting to give my pound until I'm absolutely sure he's going to do all 140 miles. Those wonderful people. It's a chance for them to now donate.
Yes. Well, if you want to, you can text the word swim to 70011. Text costs £1 plus your standard network message charge. £1 per text goes to Sports Relief. You must be 16 or over and ask the bill payer's permission. Full terms and condition on the Radio 1 website. So text the word swim to 70011 to give some more money, because it's an incredible thing that you've done, David Walliams. What's going to happen now? Because whenever I went swimming, I'd demand some salt and vinegar discos from my mum. But what are you going to have?
Well, my mum made me a lovely chocolate cake yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Which we shared with the ex Doctor Who, Peter Davidson, who happened to be at one of the locks. And I think we're going to have a little thing. Mum's here now, my sister and my nephews and my wife. And we're going to have a little celebration.
Yeah, have a little party. Are you not knackered? Are you okay, like, doing interviews and being able to go out for a meal? I'd be like face down in the back of a taxi now.
I'd rather not, to be honest, but it's all part of it. Because I'm actually sitting here, I mean, I've been out of the woods about 50 minutes to sit here in my wetsuit and getting quite clammy.
Yeah, get it off.
And so I'm quite desperate to rip it off, have a shower, put some talc on. Are you a talc user?
I've not been a talc user, I don't think, since about 1992, but I had a little go with it the other day, actually, and I quite liked it. Yeah, have you had to use it because of the wetsuit?
Yes, because I like the smell of it.
It is nice. It's a lovely scent. I heard you were a little bit poorly, says the papers.
Yeah, I was last week, on sort of Wednesday, Thursday, I had a very, very bad upset stomach, but I sort of just ran through it and had sort of, I basically was about a day behind schedule, so I had to really make up over the last few days and swim just from 6 in the morning to 8 at night to try and make up the time.
That sounds absolutely crazy to me, because when I've got a bit of a dicky stomach, I don't have much control. Did you ever let one out while swimming?
I don't really want to go into that, it's very hard, because when you're in a really, really bad way physically, the last thing you want to do is go swimming.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, well done, David.
Any kind of exercise whatsoever.
Yeah, or leave the house, yeah.
So, you just want to lie there, watching this morning.
Yeah.
With some Lucozade and some Rich Tea biscuits.
Not swimming in the stinky Thames.
No, but there we are.
But you did it. You're a hero to us. David, thank you for doing that challenge. Thank you for talking to us as well, because
that's
I imagine
right.
You just want to go and do things like not press when you just get out of the sea for a week. What I want to ask you before you go, one more question to torture you. What was all the naked men about?
Well, when I got out of the water, there was a sort of guard of honour of men in their underpants. I didn't really understand, but I was just kept on thinking, why have they done that?
It was so confusing.
They weren't even particularly good looking.
Let's get some average.
They were sort of in the realms of.
Yeah. They were kind of like new faces at a modelling agency. They might keep, they might not. Yeah, part-time models.
I didn't really understand it, but you can't, it wasn't the time to argue about it, so I smiled and carried on.
You did not get out point. Oh, ugly. Average. Don't like that one.
No.
David, thank you for talking to us. Well done.
Thanks, Nick.
We're going to play you some...
Please still keep donating, because your money makes a big difference to people who live in poverty in the UK and around the world.
We will do. Thank you, David. We're going to play you some ABBA.
Oh, Nick.
Yeah.
I do adore you.
Yeah. Bit of Dancing Queen.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well done. Don't forget, as David says, if you do want to donate, you still can. Just text the word SWIM to 70011. Get it in. Amazing thing that he's achieved. And we celebrate with ABBA. Of course.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.